Hey everybody, Matt Michaels here on the DeFalco Files with the owner and creator of FSW, the Future Stars of Wrestling here in Las Vegas, Mr. Joe DeFalco. We got some technical issues resolved and now we can get to it, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know what's up with the computer.
Yeah, go figure.
Using the old backup and saying the mic's muted when it's not muted. So I don't know.
All right. Well, some stuff coming up this weekend, right? Like San Diego?
Well, looks like I'm freezing up.
Oh, boy.
Unbelievable.
Well, I guess we're out here live and Joe's got his technical issues. So San Diego coming up this Saturday, the 21st at 7 p.m. All right.
I'm not going to touch it at all. So yeah, we got the Rumble match in San Diego. That's coming up. We just posted my guys Live Danger and Matthias. They were on the Channel 5 down in San Diego, and
nice.
The event. As you saw, we have Chris Masters, Hammerstone, Brian Cage, Ice Williams, Bodie. San Lu is going to be there. Class in Reno. Tag team champs. Well, there you go. Live Danger. Mariachi Montaña is going to be there. So it's going to be a pretty star-studded 20-man Rumble. We're excited. Che and Tito are going to be there. CJ Tino, pretty well-known on the SoCal area. Been trying to get in. Very recommended from Tito. So he had his first opportunity. So it's going to be a chance for some of these guys that, have been on the fringe trying to get in. Matthias, we've seen a few times. And, they've been very helpful. Live Danger drove from Long Beach to San Diego for about 2 hours to get there to get on the morning show because they were the closest thing there. And they've been very, very proactive. So, as Joe is a guy who respects people who put in the effort, I'm really appreciative of guys like Live Danger for taking out of their lives, to go do this for us.
Yeah. Yeah. And, it's great publicity and that's Saturday night. And then look what's going on Sunday. Almost no turnaround.
We have the second WWE 2K tournament at the HyperX, which we just signed the deal. So we have shows there now, March 29th coming up. The Mania stuff, we got a bunch of things. We got the contract signed. And then after Mania, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December, we are locked in. So, this was a fun event we did a few weeks back that everybody was into. We had fans, we had wrestlers, we had students, and they all made their way to the HyperX for a fun little, video game tournament for WWE 2K.
Nice. Yeah, and that's awesome that, it's a free event. Doors open at 2, tournament starts at 3, and something to do if you're looking for some fun on Sunday, which is pretty spectacular. That's amazing.
You get to play with your favorite wrestlers. We're also adding some tag team matches, so you can team up with your favorite wrestler.
Nice.
Another fan and another wrestler. So, you know, we want to, you know, change it up a little bit and give these opportunities because, you know, the fans are the ones who are, you know, making this happen. You know, the reason they're doing a second one is because with not that much promotion, they had a really good turnout. They were very, you know, appreciative of what we're trying to help them do and, you know, just building that partnership. So we got a lot we're working with them on in the future. And, you know, as stated, having a residency where we're going to be at a great spot every single month. And just because we're just doing shows there, there could be other things we're going to be doing. We're working. I have a big meeting on Monday with the Luxor about some potential maybe matches and stuff in the actual casino Mania week. So talking now, all of a sudden I'm talking with the marketing people of the MGM and, you know, maybe we can revert back to that Tom's Watch Bar and get back on that Brooklyn Bridge that we were, you know, looking to do things with. So the stronger the synergy between FSW and MGM is, you know, there's a lot of properties there to do things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's so much that could be done.
Yeah. So we're, you know, I'm real excited about the opportunity. So I got a call yesterday, and I guess it was through Kyle that they had hit me up because they're going to be doing now all of a sudden the Luxor is way behind it. That Mania week, they've decided to build out one of their bars by the atrium, and it's going to be a wrestling bar. I guess they did something similar for F1 that was real successful, and they want to have wrestlers on hand. So I pitched them the idea, well, having some wrestlers on hand, or, you know, a bar is great, but people are just going to show up because it's a wrestling bar. How about they show up for a wrestling bar that actually has live wrestling going on? And that kind of sparked their interest. So,
yeah,
you know, we're talking about the Wednesday about setting up a ring there, but they seem to be interested in, well, why do it Wednesday when it's Mania week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? So we just got to find out we have, you know, enough rings to go around.
Yeah, no kidding. You're going to run out of rings.
Yeah. Thank goodness we got the third one.
I think you're going to have to call Dom and just be like, hey, can we truck one of the rings over here? You have to get an Arizona ring, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to hit a prophet, actually. He's the guy who has the rings. So.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's amazing.
So yeah, it's just, you know, I'm later today, Hassan, the tennis chef's guy, he loves wrestling. It's like, he doesn't need to sponsor, you know, he's the teaching pro at Anthem Country Club for tennis. Yeah. He still sponsors us because he loves wrestling. So he's trying to help out, and I got to go to the country club, you know, I'm going to bring my Jimmy Connors tennis racket just in case, you know, but I'm going to be meeting with him on by a little later this afternoon about some potential sponsorships, because with Cross being involved, I just saw, you know, I've been trying to reach out. I just haven't gotten a number. Morgan & Morgan, I saw they're going to be sponsoring WrestleCon's The Hurt Business. I just saw. And I just, I finally got an email. So it's like, hey, you want to sponsor an event that's got Cross, you know, for the right price. I know they have Liv Morgan doing that. You know, everybody's got these little cut-ins from WWE. They're, you know, they got to be spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to be on the mat during a Netflix Monday Night Raw. So
yeah,
you know, they seem to think that the wrestling business is good for their business. So, right, you know, they're a mainstay and they quickly become a force in Vegas. So it's like, right, hey, how about sponsoring us, brother?
Yeah. You can't go wrong, right? You might as well.
That way, if you need a lawyer, Matt, you know, we got Morgan and Morgan on retainer for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And who knows? That could also lead to, you know, a character, you know, a lawyer character that.
There you go. Clarence Mason returns.
Right.
Played by Beans.
Right, exactly. Ground Zero, of course, is going to be Sunday, March 29th at the HyperX Arena. What time is the start time on that show, Joe?
5 p.m. on the Sunday. That way, you know, you got some of the younger kids. Show will be over before 8 o'clock, so you don't have to worry about, oh, you know, Sunday show. And it's like, how is it different than the Silverton Sunday show? It's still going to be 5 p.m. You know, we'll be out of there by 7:30-ish. You know, we added the Mariachi Montaña. They're going to be on. Well, there we go. The first match is announced. San Lu and Brett the Threat one-on-one for the Nevada State Championship. We also have another one-on-one match after the four-way elimination. Jaden Cole challenging Oasis for the No Limits Championship. And obviously that picture was taken before his appearance at Power Slap, because if you saw him at the show, you saw he was pretty messed up.
Yeah. Yeah, that was brutal, man.
And now the First Responders and the Asylum, they're making their not only casino show, but their HyperX debut. Remy Marcel also involved in that match. And we just got word that the heavyweight champion, Gregory Sharp, is going to be opening the show. And he has a proposition to discuss with Bateman regarding Jay Vidal. So,
okay.
Find out what that is. And then also the tag team titles are on the line. Mariachi Montaña, they're going to be defending against the Chingon Cartel, who scored a victory at the pre-show match, and they've done very well on Future Shock. So they're really going to be stepping up in class. Speaking of class, him and Devin Reno will be on hand. I also hear there might be a summit beforehand with the MK Army, and there's rumors of a shakeup in the MK Army after what went down at No Escape, because Zamaya lost her match to Brittany Brooks for the Women's Championship. Duke Lawrence lost his opportunity to become the heavyweight champion. Koa was on hand for Escape the Cage. He was not victorious. We didn't see Damian Desire or Bryce Saturn at the show. So there's rumors running rampant about some major issues going on in the MK Army. So we will see where that takes us.
Wow.
And then there is a six-woman tag.
Okay.
And surprisingly, Brittany Brooks and Zamaya are going to be on the same side along with Taylor York, taking on the team of Maserati, Fallen Gray, but it turns out a schedule snafu is making her unavailable. So we do have the return of Gypsy Mac, who we haven't seen in months.
Right.
And she's back. But right now, we are scrambling to find a partner, because we thought we had the match set, and then it came out. Fallon was unable to switch up, so she will not be there. So, you know, I hate to put the Invisible Woman logo up on the silhouette, but as of right now, which we're still 10 days away, you know, we're talking. We have some good options that we're looking forward to. So we're going to have an exciting six-woman tag to go along with a six-man tag at that show. So So it should be a lot of fun to return to the HyperX.
Yeah, and it seems like the card has come along and is you know, pretty much ready to go.
Yeah, all the champions will be there, and they will be involved in some way.
Yeah, which is awesome. And then, of course, Friday, April 3rd, GCW is coming back to the FSW Arena. Get that in there, because after that...
I saw Bodie, Brittany, and Gypsy Mac so far have been listed as talent that is going to appear on that show. April 4th, we have another Future Shock. So, you know, that which will be the last FSW show before Full Tilt 4 starts on that Wednesday. And as of now, a Wednesday, we have the schedule up. But after a meeting Monday, we might have some stuff going on Wednesday over at the Luxor, because the Luxor ain't happening till Thursday, which includes the Lucha show with Delgado Promotions at 4, the ID showcase at 7, and I'll tell you what, you know, if you like women's wrestling, this guy's insane. He's like, oh yeah, I got like 60 women booked. It's like, what? You know, and Thunder Rosa is going to be wrestling on the show. So, and a lot of the top, as well as at FSW, we got a couple of shows there too. And the same thing on Friday, we got a few shows there, and then we have the Mecca. And the Mecca, you know, we're loading up, you know, taking a look at what we got. You know, you want some names. So, you know, I'm gonna give you some names. Where we go? Where's the name? FSW. Here we go. I don't know. It's not on this list, so I couldn't tell. But, you know, we already signed for Mecca Richard Holiday, Gresham, BYP, Bad Dude Tito, TJP. That'd be an interesting tag team. BYTJP.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We got Cross. He finally released the video that went viral, over 150,000 views. You know, if we could just get 2% of those people to show up, we're already sold out.
Right. Sure.
And we are in negotiations. There's a lot of people who want to see a certain match. So, you know, I'm working feverishly. You know, then we got the next night, Natural Born Killers 5. And that is a star-studded event. We just announced we got Matt Riddle. We got Gresham. We got Shayna Baszler. You know, we got Gresham. We got Tito. And we got Simon Gotch. And we got TJP. And, you know, Jinai Kai. Not that hard to figure out, but we're going to announce the first match, Shayna Baszler versus Jinai Kai.
Yeah. That, I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah. So, you know, these are going to be two star-studded events that are run by Killer Cross. And, you know, we're in negotiations also for Mecca, for Natural Born Killers, for a former WWE coworker. So we're trying to see, you know, hopefully by next week, we'll be able to announce the two main events that Killer Cross will be a part of. Hammerstone. He's supposed to be at the show in San Diego. I know he got injured, MLW show this past weekend. So haven't heard yet, but the idea was, you know, of course, Hammerstone's expected to be at the Mecca. You know, he's probably been in more Meccas than anybody. So, you know, I'll be honest. I was looking at a triple threat match of Richard Holiday versus Bad Dude Tito versus Hammerstone.
Sure.
So that was going to be a match, along with at the Mecca. We're doing a Future Stars Scramble.
Okay.
That feature five participants. So We're looking at some FSW young talent. Chris Bay has a guy that he's recommended. Cross has a guy that he is mentoring that he is going to be talking about that looks like he will be a part of this event from the East Coast, that this will be the first time he's kind of left that, you know, that area for a big time opportunity. So we're trying to get some opportunities. We're talking to some big name people and, you know, two monster events. And then we have the ID Showcase Thursday night. You know, we saw the main event there. Cappuccino Jones is going to defend his title. Aaron O'Rourke just won the Evolve Championship yesterday. Yeah. So, but Cappuccino Jones is defending against Marcus Mathers. Laney Luck will be there. You know, we were hoping Bodie was going to get the match with Cappuccino Jones, beat him, and become ID. Right. But that's not in the cards yet. So, but we'll see. Hopefully, you know, Jimmy House, our guy, you know, yep. Remy and them, big fans, PCW, Class, Reno, that's how they got him out here. He's the first name confirmed for the Future Star Scramble. So,
okay, nice.
Jimmy House will be wrestling twice at the Luxor.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And then, you know, you said women's show. You've got Ed's card with Podermania.
Nothing to do with us.
No, but, you know, a little
screw Ed. He dumped us for the collective. We don't promote him. You want to see a real women's show? You go to the Title Match Network show, 10 p.m. at the Luxor, brother. You know, if you want to do brunch at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, you can go find Ed somewhere.
Oh, come on, Joe. He gave you many of thrilling memories.
Yeah, you know, I'm the one who helped that guy out, gave him all these opportunities, and just I hold the date for him, and then it doesn't even have the decency to be like going over there. So, you know, I'm big on loyalty.
Yeah. And
whatever. You know, I'm not stopping my girls from making their payday from them in any way. It's like, yeah, good. More power to you.
Right. And it's also a show that doesn't, yeah. I mean, you know,
he runs one show a year.
Right. And that's a good question just in general is, you know, how hard is it to counter the oversaturation idea, you know, with the fact that you have to come up with some, you know, some good shows to counter, you know, people.
And it ain't that. I'm going to tell you right now, having a good show, depending on the time slot, like, right. You know, try to figure out a good time slot. So Natural Born Killers at 10 o'clock after Mania on Saturday night. Okay. It's like, okay, same thing, Friday night after SmackDown. But it isn't like, you know, Friday night, Joey Janela's spring break is running at 7.
Right.
During SmackDown. So they're not concerned. They're selling tickets. The Hall of Fame is probably starting at 10 or 11 down the street from the Luxor. But, right. You know, that's a smaller venue. You know, there's going to be 20,000, you know, 15,000 at SmackDown. And there's going to be, they hope, 1,500 at the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Which, okay, maybe 800. So what did the other 14,000 people do? Well, why wouldn't they want to see Killer Cross? Why wouldn't they want to see Matt Riddle, Shayna Baszler? You know, some ex-WWE superstars on a super show mixed in with the people that are in town just to check out the other shows. And it's like, yeah. Hey, if you see Joey Janela's at 7, it's over about 9:30, 9:45. You Uber over to the Luxor, it takes 5 minutes. You can watch a Killer Cross show that's right. Going to have big names on there. And it's the same thing, you know, with Friday nights at T-Mobile, it's 5 minutes this way. Allegiant on Saturday, it's 5 minutes the other way. So I have noticed that there's other cards, you know, Scott D. Amore's, you know, you go through Ticketmaster. Wow, you can see how many front row are still available.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and it's like, well, that's where the oversaturation takes place in terms of, okay, there's 10 shows. I look at that card, and I guess if you're a fan of Japanese wrestling, that's a strong show for you.
Right.
But if you're a WWE fan, you don't know who most of those people are. And right. Sure, they have, you know, the Rascals doing stuff. And I saw the Hardys are doing stuff. But they're not announced to wrestle other than at the House of Glory show on a Wednesday. There's right. a lot of companies in here. But we learned we had the best show a few years back at Silver Nugget. When we did the joint show with Revolver. And right. man, were we disappointed. You know, we had probably 300 people there. And it was AEW weekend, so there was not nearly, you know, there was a tenth of the people that are in town for Mania, of course.
Right.
Yeah. You know, GCW had their fan base, but we had Josh Alexander versus Tom Lawler, and we had Chris Bay won the Revolver title. And the Rascals were there, and Kenny was there, and Hammerstone was there. And we had – that was a great, great show that slid under the radar. And then Revolver ran the next day their own show that did less than we did.
Right. Yeah.
Just because there was – at that Revolver show, AEW had their fan fest where right. the Hardys and all these people were. And people came to Vegas – for AEW. So they weren't missing out on AEW events. It's a big difference where people are coming out. Okay, yeah, we're going to lose people because Solo Sikoa and his group, they have their meet and greet that's already sold out. And you can buy pictures of John Cena and you can meet Steve Austin. And there's going to be a lot of WWE fans who are going to have no problem spending thousands of dollars for autographs. But not all of them are. And are we able to, in a venue that has 500 maybe standing room only, you know, we're shooting for 400 to 450. We can't do that. I think we can. And that's why we are spending the money we are and getting Kevin involved, because we feel that the WWE fan base isn't going to be, oh, Bloodsport with Josh Barnett. Oh, this is awesome. I'm not sure they're aware that much of it.
Right.
Natural Born Killers with Killer Cross and seeing Matt Riddle and Shayna Baszler and TJP and names that they probably know because they're a little more mainstream. Bloodsport's right. going to do fucking great. You know, they've sold over 1,000 tickets. We're not going to sell as many tickets, but we don't need to because we can't. We can't sell 1,000 tickets in there. It'll be a fire fucking code. You know what I mean? Not that yeah. I'm trying to stop anybody from coming. If 1,000 people want to come in, I'll try to figure something out. Believe me what I'm telling you. But that's not the goal. You know, the goal right. is to have a solid show that 400 to 500 people come out of that weekend saying, man, FSW ran the best shows that weekend. You know, I remember when we did a Mecca and the Young Bucks had to chime in because everybody said, man, Brian Cage versus Sami Callihan versus Keith Lee at the Mecca was the best show that weekend. And the Young yeah. Bucks saw their post and it was like, oh, I'm not too sure about that. Well, that's great. That's your opinion. But the fans who came to both shows, that was their opinion, and that's more important than what a wrestler thinks, that their match was the best, because they didn't see our match. And obviously yeah. that, you know, Keith Lee was born on the West Coast through us for that match at the Mecca. Nobody knew who he was. And they're like, right. who's this guy? Like a bigger Willie Mack. And that's basically what people thought. And then all of a sudden, it was like, oh, shit, this guy's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
And now they knew who Keith Lee was.
Right. Which is crazy. So, yeah.
You know, and that's our goal. You know, we host all the events. You know, Saturday we've locked in. We got the Godfather at the watch party. And again, more ways to get the word out. You think we're not going to have flyers at the watch party on Saturday afternoon? Hey, come see Killer Cross, WWE fans, who you're all mad that Kevin's not even going to be on Mania. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, what are you guys doing at 10 o'clock tonight? You know, obviously didn't go to WrestleMania. So you're at the Hard Rock Cafe. Again, a 5-minute walk to the Luxor.
Yeah.
So all those people who aren't going to Mania are going to want to do something at 10 o'clock at night. You know, you want to go see Carrot Top? Awesome. You want to go see Blue Man Group? Great. You want to see great wrestling and you want to see guys that have been on WrestleMania and, you know, you want to see top tier guys, man, you're going to see a bunch of them at the FSW show, you know? So, you know, and then we have the Luxor, they're going to post it up there. So people are going to be walking up and down the strip for 5 days. That's why it's important for us to lock in doing something on that Wednesday in the atrium of the Luxor. Like, man, this is the biggest opportunity in FSW history. Yeah. You know, we secured a casino literally 5 minutes in between the venues that are running, you know, maybe 8 minutes to the Horseshoe where the Collective is going to do fantastic business.
Right.
You know, we've escalated ourselves into, wow, FSW is a player Mania week.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very much so. Very legitimate.
And, you know, we could screw the Collective and not bring the ring for them to use. And they'd have to have no ring match. That'd be power play. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but then, they're paying well, so obviously we're going to bring the ring.
Yeah, you know. Plus, you can't go without those random emails about Las Vegas. What time and place was this? So.
You know, it's funny because Sharp hit me up yesterday. He's like, man, Brett Lauderdale, man, that guy wish he would return my messages. I'm like, bro, I'm going to give you a little hint. Send him a picture of Caesar's Palace from 1978 that shows Red Fox is going to be the headliner there and ask him what year it is. He'll respond to you. He still probably won't respond to anything you asked about bookings, but he will respond to you. Guaranteed.
Oh, that's so funny.
He sent me one recently. It wasn't a strip. It was of the Silver Nugget back in the day. T.C. Martin was running that NWC back there.
Yeah. Wow.
I followed suit with the FSW 1 year anniversary show at the Silver Nugget featuring like the Godfather or something like that.
Oh, man. That's amazing. And I think, you know, all that has led to this collaboration here. T-shirts will still be available, right? At Ground Zero?
Yes, they will.
Which is a pretty awesome logo. Any thoughts on, you know, with Saturday, how difficult is it for, you know, everything to, when you're talking about just that type of day, like when do you guys have to take off and, you know, there's so many different moving parts to make sure that everything, you know, gets in place. That's going to be a long day for everyone, right?
Well, actually, during the week's longer because we're going to start Wednesday at about 9 o'clock in the morning. I got to get to the school. Okay. So because of the timing, Gabe needs about 4 hours. So we're probably going to make it about 9:30. Everybody checks in for the Gabe thing because we have a 2 o'clock show. So I have to be there for the Gabe thing. So I'm going to sleep, which I normally sleep till 8 o'clock, 8:30, 7:30, depending on the day. I'll probably be, you know, revved up. Now, we're not doing anything at the HyperX on Wednesday. So everything's at the FSW arena. So in terms of that, it makes it a little easier. But I got a show at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock. So we're about 11 o'clock in. We didn't get a night show unless somebody wants to step up. But, okay, I'll be done with the day. I probably don't need to stay all the way through the, you know, Colorado wrestling show. So I'll probably be home, have somebody making sure things are okay. So Wednesday, it's a long day, but I'll be in and out. Like, I'm not going to sit there while the matches are going on and watch and be there for every single match. I'll go eat. I'll go chill, you know, whatever. But if we're doing stuff at the Luxor on Wednesday, for example,
right,
and we're setting ring up, we now have to probably set the ring up Tuesday night, which now makes us do that. You know, for the collective, we have to set up Tuesday. So it's going to be busy with the crew. So it actually starts Tuesday, but I don't have to handle that. Now, Thursday is going to be an issue because Thursday, we got shows in both places. So I could start at FSW Arena at 2 o'clock. But I got to make sure I'm at the HyperX because it's not our show yet. But we have to have people in place at all the venues. So generally, all right, maybe 12 o'clock, I'm going to open the doors at the FSW so they can get settled in. Fortunately, we're not running production at 2. Well, we're running production at 5 for Devotion, and we're running production at 7 for the Showcase and at 10 for Title Match Network. So Mikey and crew are going to be at the HyperX.
Right.
Hopefully, we're using their equipment. So we have to now get a backup crew to handle Devotion stuff on Thursday. I'm responsible for all that, okay? So now we're there from 12 noon till 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. Thankfully, we don't break down any rings, but that's what Thursday entails. Friday's a little easier because Friday, pretty much everything's at FSW. And then I don't have to do anything until we go to the HyperX 10 o'clock. I'll probably be there by, you know, 7 and spend the rest of the day there. But, again, that's going to be at 12, 12:30, 1 o'clock by the time I'm out. So we're talking from 9 a.m. till 1 a.m. on Friday. WrestleMania is easy. It's Saturday. So I'm going to be only doing no shows at FSW. We just have the one show. But I'll be there to do for the watch party, the Godfather, have some FSW people. He's already talking about maybe D'Lo or the Godwins coming by to hang out with them. You know, free food and drink for them. So, you know, it's a party. We had it last year. Somehow they ended up saying they're good for Sunday. They got their own people. So I kind of got knocked out of the loop on that one. So that's one less I guess I got to worry about. But Friday at 3:30, so I don't have to be there the whole time. And I can come home and nap, I guess, if I'm tired. But instead, you know, during Mania, before it ends, I probably will have a crew at Allegiant on Saturday to hand out flyers.
Yeah.
And if Aaron will be there, we don't know yet. But the idea is for Saturday to be like, hey, come check it out. We got a show in an hour and a half. So, you know, and again, we might be sold out by then.
Right.
Might be standing room only by then. You know, we don't know. Because, you know, we will also, I got to figure out either myself during the week to spend some time at WrestleCon at Kevin's table to sell some tickets.
Sure.
You know, Kevin's going to be like, hey, you need tickets for our show? We got them right here. It's a lot easier than saying, hey, go to Eventbrite and buy them.
Yeah.
You know, I'll swipe it right then and there. Get those tickets.
Yeah.
So we're going to be all over town. And again, It's 5 minutes away.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm in a good position to where we're at and where everything is. It's probably the farthest point is the horseshoe to the Allegiant. And what's that? A mile and a half? Maybe something. Two tops.
Yeah.
Even with shitty strip traffic, it shouldn't take me 15 minutes to get to book from one to the other. And then to find out what events are going on somewhere. Mandalay Bay, they got something? Sure, we're going to be there. Hey, come see Cross. And that's kind of the idea. Because now if the Luxor says, hey, we want you there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You think I'm not going to figure it out? I'll hit a brick for a ring. I'll figure something out.
Sure.
Yeah. You know? So, you know, I'll sleep on Monday. At Raw, I won't have to do nothing unless we're doing a watch party at the HyperX or something. You know, plus we're trying to squeeze in a podcast with Kevin and some of the other names over at the HyperX.
Yeah.
There won't be a spare minute. So, yeah, I can get to the HyperX at 5 and we do a podcast from 6 to 8.
Yeah. With
big name guys that we can air live on YouTube or something.
Right.
So, you know, there's still so much to plan, even though we think we have everything in check. Every day I think of something else like, oh, shit, yeah, we should do this. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, why don't we do this?
Yeah. Hey. You know? It's better than the alternative.
Yeah. You know, having next year WrestleMania in Saudi Arabia and we're doing nothing. You know, right. Yeah, maybe there's one watch party in town instead of 20. Thankfully, the WWE, a smart move on their part, allowing everybody. It's funny how the big deal about the ban, and it slowly trickled out that, by the way, the ban was lifted. That should have been big news.
Right. Right, and I'm sure that was a casino power pull, you know, where...
Yeah, you know, I saw early inklings about, you know, the reason, because WWE doesn't say, hey, Vegas, we're nice guys. We're just going to have Mania here. It's like, how much are you going to pay us to have Mania here? Well, it's to increase business. And they feel that part of that business is having those watch parties and getting people to go to their businesses.
Yep.
That the Vegas people, their committee that allots the money that the businesses are part of, that it comes to fruition to where we can have people that aren't going to WrestleMania spending money in all the casinos.
Well, and the counter argument that they probably presented was sitting right there in TKO's face, and that is, this is exactly what they do with UFC fights. You go anywhere on the strip and every place has the UFC fights on UFC fight nights that are taking place from T-Mobile. So, you know, I'm sure the businesses just pounded them.
Right. But originally UFC didn't go that route. Originally pay-per-view and you had to pay and the companies had to pay. From what I understood from the Hard Rock, I was shocked because back in the day, they used to have WWE pay-per-views at the Sam's Town, things like that. And it was free. And then everybody would get on the Peacock and nobody would go there anymore because they paid $4 a month and they would watch it anyway.
Right.
But like WrestleMania, it's like you're paying $50 for a pay-per-view. You're going to watch it for free at Sam's Town. And you would have to pay, you know, not 10,000, but you'd have to pay a few $1,000s as the company to run it. So I kind of thought it was similar like last year, like, hey, but last year it was on Peacock, but as a business, you weren't allowed to just air it on Peacock. But I was shocked because it was less than $1,000 for your business to run the WWE pay-per-view WrestleMania on their big screens, you know, hundreds. So it was like, wow. So used to be the big money paydays for WWE when the bar would do that.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, well, UFC, it's on Paramount. So do you have, so you, do they pay anything? I know I see it at station casinos, but that was the Fertittas may have had that grandfathered in that they got the thing because they played it in their sports book.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You didn't have to pay anything. You know, there was some, you know, but before that, and originally they would have it in a private room. You'd have to pay $20 or $10 or whatever it was. And then you can go watch the UFC. So now with things are different. I also saw ESPN has announced that the first hour of both nights is going to be free on ESPN. So you can watch an hour. That's why they're starting it earlier. So now they'll have some of those pre-show matches at 4:00. And that way it goes to 8:00. And maybe even later than 8:00.
Yeah, hopefully not to 10:00.
Yeah, hopefully only go about 8:30, 9:00. You can still jet on over. You know, maybe we can hire Jimmy Jack in one of those bicycles. And, you know, he can put like 4 people in and we give him a free ride.
I think actually that would be quite sensational. I think that would be something else.
That'd be worth the price of a ticket to Mecca or Natural Born Killers in itself.
Yeah.
A ride with Jimmy Jack.
The Jimmy Jack experience, man. Yeah.
We call it the Jimmy Jack Express.
Yeah.
You know, why walk for 12 minutes when you can get a bicycle ride for 9? 3 minutes, because Jimmy Jack don't pedal too fast. No offense, but
oh no, but he's going to be telling you stories and stuff too. So
yeah, and then you know probably halfway he's going to be out of gas and he's going to have to stop the bicycle. So
oh man, all right. This again, this Saturday, it's the 21st at 7 p.m. down at the Pechanga Arena in San Diego. It'd be a huge battle royal. And man, just
I'll tell you what, man, I think Melissa Santos is the favorite to win the Rumble.
You know, I could see her eliminating Bodie, because you know, I think
holding her for the win, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I just think Bodie's the type of person who'd be nice enough to eliminate himself, you know.
I don't know, man. You haven't seen that new Bodie. He's got a little chip on that shoulder, you know. He hits me up. What's going on? I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Calm down there, Juge. You know, respect your elders, I have to tell him.
I don't know, man. I just want to see him get a little heel experience in before, you know, he goes elsewhere.
I am going to officially announce at Steel's Mania, the San Diego Rumble, Bodie Young Prodigy will enter at 1.
Oh, shit.
You know, all those other guys, you know, Brian's 40 now, you know. Through the ages. So as the youngest competitor, we feel Bodie should be the one who could last all the way through. So he's got to start at 1. He doesn't get the, you know, he doesn't get the senior citizen discount where, you know, I had to guarantee Brian he wouldn't be in the first 10. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh no, absolutely. In fact, you know, I think, you know, looking at I mean, these two young guys could go another, you know.
I am also going to announce that Live Danger, Mariachi Montaña, as the tag teams, not Che and Tito, because they do a lot of singles stuff.
Right.
But at least those two tag teams will be entering as a tag team.
Together? Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, it's possible. I know Class and Reno will probably pitch for it, too, so.
Yeah. How long of a time frame do you get with
1 minute intervals?
Okay.
You know, we went to 45 seconds at our show because we had so many. But at the 20 man rumble, 1 minute is a perfect number.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually, that's very tight. That's nice. It just kind of plays beautifully. And we are not seeing the mascot, the seal, in the rumble, are we?
No, but now that you mentioned that, so it's like, so this week we have Saturday the Rumble, Sunday we have the 2K tournament. Something to do with wrestling, but it's still two events. Right. So then next week we have Ground Zero at the HyperX Arena. Then the next week we have GCW on the 3rd, Future Shock on the 4th. I was thinking the next week we had off, but then I realized we don't, but we're having the matches at the Silver Knights at the Lee's Family Forum on the 10th.
Right.
Okay. That the mascots are going to be around for. So that's right. The 10th. Then probably 4 days later, we're going to start with Everything Mania Week. So that's going to go to the Wednesday, the Thursday, the Friday, the Saturday, the Sunday. So that gives us a lot of events in 30 days.
Yeah, no shit.
And there's there's not 1 week that we're not doing something. And it is actually a wrestling show because even though it's the 2K tournament, well, the day before we're doing the Rumble. Right. So we're involved with wrestling for literally every week for the next 30 days, which breaks down to basically 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Because last week, I think, was we didn't have anything. The week before was No Escape. So right. From No Escape, and then the week before that was a Future Shock.
Right.
So needless to say, about seven of the last eight or eight of the last 9 weeks, I'm starting to feel like Brett at GCW. I'm like, I guarantee you, man, I have no idea how that guy can do what he does. I get he's 20 years younger than me, but man, he's going all over the United States.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Yeah.
And, you know, I get it. He's got a crew and maybe a crew bigger than mine, but he's similar into that one man show handling a lot of the business.
Right. Yep.
You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, I never really knew because you hear rumors. I don't really know on their creative side how much, because I've heard rumors of Jimmy Lloyd being involved in that. And, you know, but to me, it's mainly Brett booking everybody because I know when I talk with people, he's the one that they talk to. So right. It isn't Jimmy Lloyd hits him up about a booking.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And on top of that, the question that I get, you know, comes to my mind right away is travel coordination and, you know, and just making sure that everyone's on the same page and people are, you know, getting to
because it's always flights.
Yeah.
My goodness. You know how time consuming it is? Yeah. Now, again, they might have somebody like that's in charge. Because I know Emil and some of those guys like work kind of the office thing.
Yeah.
But you never really hear much about it. So, you know, I'm assuming that somebody else, because that would just be too much. You know, Brett wouldn't have enough time to send me pictures of 1977 Las Vegas if he had to handle all that.
Or maybe that's his escape. Like there's so much on him. He's just like, I just send.
No.
And all right, here we go. Final thoughts as we wrap up.
You know, hey, you know, if you're in the SoCal area, come in. You know, it's a big boy match, man. We got some really great talent that's going to be there. And there's a lot of talent that probably the lacrosse fans who might casually like wrestling may be like, oh, shit, man, these guys are really, really good. And then next week, come back to, you know, the HyperX. You know, we need the support of the fans. You know, we appreciate everything that's going on. We're trying to knock the shows out of the park every single month, you know? Yeah. And if the first one in January is any indication, you know, it should be some great things happening, you know, moving forward. We got so much, so many great things, FSW firing on all cylinders. And, you know, I'm still that guy who's going to, hey, just sent me a message on Facebook. Hey, you coming to the show? You need tickets? Hey, we don't want it to sell out, because I always want to make sure our fans, even for the Mania stuff, it's like, right, can't give a big discount, but you know, if you want to come to Mania and you want to not sit in the third row because of the pricing and you want a better deal, just message me direct, man. You know, if you come to a bunch of our shows, I'm going to make sure you get the seat you want at that show. So yeah. I always cater to our longtime fans, you know, first, yeah, because you know, we wouldn't be in the situation where we're at if it wasn't for their support all these years. So,
yeah, that's the biggest thing. Thankful
for them.
Yeah. All right, we're thankful for you tuning in this week. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. And until next time, happy wrestling, everybody.